from Simon & Schuster Audio. When Pride Still Mattered, A Life of Vince Lombardi. Written and read by David Marinus.
Everything begins with the body of the father. At the turn of the century, when Harry Lombardi was a rowdy boy roaming the streets of Lower Manhattan, his chums called him Moon. He had a face that reminded one of a full moon, a round ball that surely would bounce on the sidewalk if it could be yanked off his shoulders. A second nickname was given to him in adulthood, Old 5x5. This was said mostly behind his back, by members of his own family, including his children. To be precise, he stood several notches above the 5-foot mark, the top edge of his brush cut reaching about 5'5", and although his stomach protruded generously, his body seemed more square than fat. The little strong man was so powerful that he once loaded two kids on a coal shovel and lifted it up with one hand. The ornamentation of his flesh is what truly announced Harry's presence. He was covered with tattoos. They rose up from his forearms, a swirling blue and red mural of devotion to family and country, each splotch symbolizing another of his simple beliefs. He even had messages tattooed onto his hands, one letter per finger above the knuckles, work on the left hand and play on the right. Work and play, competing for attention on the beefy digits of an immigrant meat cutter in New York, there could be no more fitting passwords at the creation of an American myth. He was born in 1890 with a foreign-sounding name.